Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. And tonight, I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And I especially want to send a happy Thanksgiving and a real heartfelt appreciation to all the men and women overseas and away from home serving this country in the military, and those who have sacrificed and become handicapped from the war. I send a heartfelt thank you and a total gratitude towards you, as I do all the people in the world. And it's a happy Thanksgiving. But it's in my Thanksgiving, I am really grateful for the people of the world, because it's the people of the world that are going to expand us out of the challenges we face today. And as we open our eyes to facing these challenges, open up a new understanding. It's going to take each other to do this and move our lives forward. And I also want to talk about, I got a new book called Holiday Wisdom coming out tomorrow. It'll be available on Amazon. And you can go to holidaywisdominnovations.com/capital INFO. And you can read a chapter of the book. And what this book is about is seeing, it uses this book, to open up a new understanding that the holidays are about wisdom, bliss, and the gratefulness that we all get to experience the holidays. You know, it's a time of year when we get all wrapped up about buying things instead of enjoying what it's really about. And that's where we really get frustrated in the world, is because we try to keep up with the Joneses, buy all the newest toys, and get everything for everybody, but we forget to enjoy life. And that is something that I really started understanding a long time ago, but it's really entered into a new paradigm for me, because life is short. We get all mad at each other and we say negative things, and am I guilty? Yes. Am I really opening my mind not to? Yes. But here's the thing. How do I get caught up in old adages within me that my parents taught me and everything everybody has done? You know, and that's the thing. This day was brought to us by the Pilgrims and the Wampanoag Indians sitting down have a feast celebrating a dynamic harvest of the settlers. And that's what really happened here. It was a celebration of a harvest. But here's something that we can't do today. They sat down, they were adversaries one day, friends the next day. They sat down together. And, you know, today we're supposed to be a civilized society and we're all educated and we're all this. But today we can't sit down and have a conversation. And then there's an underlying line drawn in the sand between the hourly workers, blue collar, white collar, the blue collar and the white collar people. And they feel, being they make more money or do something, they live a little better, that they're better. Here's something you always want to remember. When we leave the earth, we all leave in the very same way. Because we all go out in the earth or through whatever means, but we all leave and come back in a different way. Our spirits and our subconscious mind have always lived a continuous now, but nobody leaves any better. And if you stop breathing, your heart quits beating, what happens to you? do you get a better life than somebody else? Do you keep, no. So we're all equal on the, in the subconscious mind. It's what we've allowed into our life, and how we allow other people is how we really open up to living and seeing what we do. You know, something that I've really come to understand is the Wampanoag Indians and the Pilgrims, they could sit down. They weren't real educated. They just really had a lot of common sense. And the Pilgrims, just think, how could you do this today? Get on a ship in England and sail to the United States without knowing what's going on. What do you think would have happened with all the living so crowded and so close together and everything? I think it was 3 months on a ship. Do you think you guys could have got on a sail ship and sailed across the ocean and started a new colony, never knowing when you're going to go home, where your foodstuffs are, knowing nothing about the country? Well, could you do that today? I'd like to think I could, but I'm not so sure I could, but I know I would, because I like to see the world as an adventure. And that's what we stopped doing. We stop seeing the world as an adventure. We started seeing it as a convenience, and we try to do, we try to live minimal. This world is full of poverty consciousness, and that's what's happening now. We are afraid to expand into new. We all live in the same little paradox we've always lived in, because we're afraid to get out of it, because it's really unknown out there. It really is. Nobody can tell you what tomorrow is. Not all the prophets, not anything. But you can understand, you can have a vision, and today we'll expand the vision for it to be more brighter and bolder tomorrow. But tomorrow never comes, because the subconscious and the conscious mind does not understand time. It understands the now, and that's all it understands. Even the conscious mind only really grasps the now. And when it starts wondering and thinking about tomorrow, it goes off on a tangent, and it really becomes pretty bleak. On what it understands. So what do you fear in life, and how are you fearing your life in the unknown and what's coming up? Because the ocean for the Pilgrims was their terra incognita, because they had no houses built. They had to build them by hand, with hand tools. They don't have the power tools of today. You feel the people today would have the salt and the sand and the grit to get do what the settlers did, land, and have to build a house, go through a winter of cold without any shelter or anything? How would you have done it? That's what we're going through right now. We're really in a flux of I don't know, because there isn't anybody out there that can really sit there and tell us how to expand out of this, what's going on today. However, the people of the world have the class and the clout and the get and go to get out of this. We have the Pilgrim courage and the Wampanoag Indian wit among us to go through this. The Native Americans and the Pilgrims, they understand for one day how to communicate with each other. How are we going to open up this communication today with the people of the world? Because our leaders today, they can't even get out of an ideology. Everybody is so ingrained in being right with a male egotistical energy that they are afraid to see what they're doing is maybe wrong, but it isn't moving the world or the country forward. What's happening today is the reason we left the country was started, high taxes and the tyranny of England. And when the tyranny of England become very apparent, we actually stepped away. And would this country have the courage to win its freedom from England if it was all today? What do you think would happen? How do you feel about it? And I want to talk a little bit more about fear is my friend. Our money is my friend. It's a CD available on Amazon.com. It's about money is my friend that flows to me from all sources. See, we blame wealthy people for their deal, but wealthy people stepped into their ideas and they were really willing to expand through challenges. And today, if 1 ounce of challenge shows up, we run away. And that's the thing. A challenge only comes when we stop listening and quit opening up and moving the world forward. We become selfish and stuck in the muck of yesterday. See, right now we're living in a blizzard of yesterday. We're afraid of the sunshine of now. And that is what the world fears, because it's easier to look back at what happened yesterday than look today in the eye and say, it fits to be, that's me, and I will be free today because I engaged in my inner sage. And that's what really, really causes us the trepidation and angst within us. We're really afraid to engage in today and right now. We really have a trepidation about dealing with people that we don't know that come into our life. Everybody that comes into your circle today of existence is a newborn friend. But it's also a mirror of who you are. So how are you afraid to look that mirror in the eye and really say, see that as you? And I've been reading a lot on the internet, only surround yourself with positive people and only do this. When you are afraid to be around a negative person, you're afraid. You have a fear that you aren't as powerfully positive as they are naturally negative. So how are you that? You're naturally afraid of anything that isn't like you. And that it really is happening today more than we ever would know. And that's what the wisdom, the holiday wisdom, fear is my friend, money is my friend, all my CDs deal with everyday life. People want to omit going through their everyday life. And they're afraid to sit down and have a conversation with somebody that's different than them, because it may not be what they exactly want to hear. You know, that's the thing. It may not be anything they want to hear, and that's all we want to hear. You have to be able to recognize your shortcomings, because the people that are being brought are going to show you both the positive of you and the what you don't like about yourself. And that is something that's really challenging for everybody, is admitting we all have flaws. We are. We're flawless to be flawless, to be full of flaw. And that's what makes us unique. It's because we've got the ability to understand that we have the ability to see where our challenges lie and overcome them, and see the world as opportunity. But we're too engaged in things that really lock us up and lock us down, because life is about expanding through things and letting go of what we don't know. But we really have to let go of what we know, because it's really what we don't know that opens up what we know. Because you can't use the same thing you used yesterday for new challenges that enter your life. And as you open your eyes to see that a challenge, it really comes from unable to see or listen in the now to expand through it, because it's really about trying to be right and showing the world that you don't have to listen to them. I know this one by heart. I've done it so good, I'm a professional at it, but it's a professionalism I choose to expand out of. And as we move forward, and I move forward through this, I'm really engaging in my pilgrim pluck and my Wampanoag wisdom to talk to my adversaries, because the adversaries in my daily life are really the adversaries within me. And that is something I'm really, really opening up to. Every adversary out there, every enemy is my enemy within myself. And once I can really open up and expand out of that, I can really, really do things in a new way and see what's going on about everything in life. But how would uneducated people, as we call them today, actually be able to celebrate a harvest, grow crops, put up buildings, and do that without the education system we have today? But however, we can build houses and everything today, but do we build them as rock solid as they did back then? Do we build them to last like the houses and the stuff of yesterday? You know, the college education system is a great system, but it's also our limitations now, because it's ingraining a line, a subconscious line that disallows communication. And if you ever have to talk to college education and you're a blue collar worker, you really see it, because they really try to be very egotistically arrogant, but really they don't want to show you they lack the knowledge to move their life forward. And that is something we really have to open our eyes to, because it's going to be the blue collar and their willingness and their untrained mind to expand and innovate the world that's going to move the world forward. And that's something we really have to be open to and look at. And if you watch the leaders of today, all we know how to do today is criticize and condemn and pledge and each other. We don't have the courage to look at somebody and say, that's a good idea, and this is what I was thinking. How can we get these ideas today to move our life forward? To understand, it's going to take a multitude of ideas, and we have to at least extract the good out of each one to move life forward. And that's what really we're really open to today, and we really choose to expand into when we engage in listening and seeing the world as a mirror, the good, the bad, the different, it doesn't matter. And how do we look at other nationalities, people with different skin tone than you do, as something more than another human, another spiritual energy having a spiritual experience? How do you do that? How do you condemn somebody before you even know them? I've done it. I'm really, really working on not doing that and opening my mind to a new way to experience life and see what's going on and see how we do this in a better way. And how are we too immature in this country and insecure to move this world, each other forward, because we're afraid the other person might come out better in the deal than us? And that's where a lot of the selfishness of the world comes from, is people are too worried and fearful that the other person might have more than them. You know, everything I have in my life is all I require at this moment. It ain't all I need. It's all I require at this moment. And as I open my eyes to see this, my wants and needs become less and my desires become inflamed with a grit, get and go to really see the world as an enterprising opportunity. And an enterprising opportunity is being willing to communicate your ideas and your wisdom into the universal ethers so other people can expand through them and you can expand through them also. So where in your life do you become fearful of what other people have and stuff like that? Because it is about us expanding the world. And see, we should never wait for politics to do it for us. But we always do think that some politician has a golden magic wand and they're going to expand things for us, but it always ends up the same. We still are looking for that magic wand. The less government we have, the better off we are. It's the most proficient government, it's small government, but it isn't the government we have to really do worry about. It's our own innovation. It's our own inner innovation is where we really have to open our eyes to really play in a new world. And to see that every day is a Thanksgiving day because there's a harvest out there. You can have millionaire Monday, trillionaire Tuesday, wealthy Wednesday, triumphant Thursday, fantastic Friday, sumptuous Saturday, and relaxation Sunday. Because we can work too much, too long, and too hard for nothing. And we forget the courage to win your game of life is in you. And see, it's we think that other people always have more than us because we're always willing to give in and just give up. And the other person was too hard-headed to quit. So they had to move forward as we went along. And see, that's where the immaturity and insecurity of this country is. We're all worried about a job, but we're not willing to look inside us for that talented, innovative entrepreneur that's in us. And we're really unwilling to expand through and into something new. And that's something that really has opened my eyes is when I started began speaking the word expand instead of the word change. There's nothing wrong with change, but it really causes angst and trepidation in your inner landscape. But we're unwilling to admit it to ourselves that we face inadequacies within ourselves. And we really, really do that. So when you open your eyes tomorrow, what is your number one intention? You become focused on that intention, and it's going to open your heart and everything about you to expand the world. I personally really like the communication in the world. The world lacks people skills to move forward because people don't see it. It's their lack of skills that's holding the world back and holding me back. And now I want to talk some more about holiday wisdom. Holiday wisdom is wrote to really expand the public through the holidays with wisdom It has one negative word in it, and the rest of them, it's a 100-page book. And there's one little place that has one word of negativity, and the rest is all wrote in positive ideas to move the world forward. So what is it that you really lack in moving your world forward and enjoying life your way? Everything you lack in your life is up here right now. And as you really see the lack within you, how are you ingrained with poverty consciousness from a school system and a way of life that really invigorated poverty consciousness? And you see, as you open your eyes and see, when the pilgrims and the Wampanoag Indians wouldn't have been celebrating the harvest and the goodness that come to them, what else would have happened? Could you sit down with your adversaries and have a Thanksgiving feast and to see what they did and how it all worked? Or would you be caught up in everything and really lower yourself down? And as we open our eyes here to do more, we're also opening our heart. Our eyes are my window to my heart, as my eyes are my window to my soul. So what is it that you choose to engage in? Do you choose to engage in what's left, or do you choose to go out and discover the new that's out there waiting for you? And it is waiting. And as you let it go, it becomes wrapped up in a... As you let go, you let go of being wrapped up in yesterday. And that's really a big thing. The blizzard of change is a pain that you can't get away from, because change happens all the time, but... How would you rather have change all the time or expand all the time? And you expand your wisdom and your understanding to really move your life forward. And as you do this, you really got to see how you would be the pilgrim getting on the ship in England, sailing across the Atlantic Ocean to a newborn land where you don't know what was there waiting for you. All you know, understood, is you're going to a new place to live. And how would you do that? You quit making challenges and start energizing omnific terrificness within yourself to move your life forward. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My email is cwbywsdm@gmail.com. And I want to talk about holiday wisdom. It's really about expanding through the holidays with wisdom. And it's wrote to expand you, trust me. And it will expand you when you listen and take all the fluff and the stuff out of everything else you hear on Thanksgiving Eve and Thanksgiving Day. Because it's about untraining the trained into being debonair entrepreneurs in everybody's life. And that's what this is really all about. And we can make a difference. And anyway, when you choose to do this, you can really open your eyes to a new way of life. And my website for my book is, to go read a chapter of my book, is holidaywisdominnovations.com/info. And it really will energize who you are and expand you into a new world, a new paradigm to experience life. And I am Robert Allen Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. We'll be here next Tuesday and Thursday night again to expand the world. And the first Tuesday of every month is Marie Weichel with Spreading Joy, Spreadingjoy.org. So anyway, I really want to thank you, and I want to say goodnight, and that's holidaywisdominnovations.com/info. And anyway, have a good night, and thank you for listening, and happy Thanksgiving to all, and good night.